The remainder of what you would have seen in the press release states that during the incident that ensued, two Grand Forks Sheriff's Office deputies, two Grand Forks PD officers, and Mr. Pendleton and a female were all in the apartment. During the course of this incident, Mr. Pendleton received gunfire injuries and was transported and is being treated at All True Hospital. The female occupant received fatal gunfire injuries. The Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office deputy received non-threatening gunfire injuries and is in stable condition at All True. Unfortunately, one Grand Forks PD officer received fatal gunfire injuries and did not survive. Names of the involved individuals will be released tomorrow to fully permit family notifications. I would like to just close this with some thoughts. I want to personify these people. These people wear a badge. These people protect your community. These people ask for nothing in return other than an honest salary. These people were parents. These people are brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers that do this nationwide. I will tell you, as a chief, there's a hole in my heart that could never be plugged. I want you to know that not only did the Grand Forks Police Department lose an officer, the city of Grand Forks lost a community member. The Grand Forks Sheriff's Office will never be the same based upon the injuries to their deputy and what he witnessed as our officer suffered his fatal injuries. Remember, it is not how this officer died. It is how this officer lived that made him a true hero. I would like to close in saying, please keep the officer's family in your thoughts and prayers, and keep all law enforcement officers' families in your thoughts and prayers as they continuously and tirelessly go out and do the job. Right now, Grand Forks police officers, even after losing one of their own, are on the street protecting the citizens of Grand Forks. And I think that's something that I should be grateful for and the entire citizenry should be grateful for. And I also want to say it's something that doesn't get taken lightly by the city. I'd like to thank Mayor Brown, City Administrator Todd Phelan for their support. We're fortunate, you're fortunate, to live in a community that values their public safety personnel and the people behind the badge. It's very easy to be a number and an HR payroll. It's a different thing when you personify that person that wears a uniform. And one of my officers, one of my family members of this law enforcement family, paid the ultimate price to keep us safe, and it's something I don't take lightly. So I thank you for your time.